What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 201 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. In this episode, if you find yourself enjoying it, I'd like to ask you to please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends, or click on the support link in this episode's description. Remember, your donation of any amount could change a life. If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled Flat Tire. Welcome back to episode 201 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast entitled Flat Tire. Today, we're going on a walkabout on a path I'll call Flat Tire Trail. And as we come to the entrance, the sign says, "Welcome to Flat Tire Trail." It's named that because many of us don't realize that we have attitudes in our life that have become a flat tire. And we want you to be encouraged to change that attitude, to change that flat tire, or you won't be able to reach your destination in life. You ready? Okay, what a cool welcome sign. I'm going to enjoy this walkabout and this trail. I hope you enjoy it too. So let's head on down the trail. Come to our first sign. And again, these signs will all be things for us to just think about as we walk and for you guys to think about and journal during the week. First sign says, "What aspect of your lifestyle holds you back from moving ahead?" And then the bullet points they give us to think about: where you live, your job, a relationship, your finances, your lack of qualifications. You got it? So at this very first one, are you sort of feeling stuck? Are you feeling you're held back from moving ahead because of just where you live or where you grew up? Or perhaps the job you have keeps you from moving ahead in career or in life? Or a relationship that you're in? Maybe you're surrounded by negative people and it's more than just a relationship. It's a lot of negative friends in your life. Your finances. Maybe you're always saying, if only I had a decent wage, if only I had a better than decent wage, I could move ahead. Or your lack of qualifications. If only I had the career qualifications, if only I had the CV or the resume, I could get a better job and move ahead. You got it? Okay, let's move on down the trail and see what the next flat tire has in hold for us. Okay, here this sign says, "What attitude has become your normal, and that attitude keeps you stuck?" And again, it gives us some bullet points to think about. The first one is your attitude that I'm a loner and I've always been a loner? If that's you, how does that keep you stuck from moving ahead in life? How does that become your flat tire? The second bullet point says, I'm a loser. Have you always felt like you're a loser? And so you don't try anymore. The third one says, I'll never be one who makes it. Are you one who realizes that, especially in recovery, that some guys make it, but you've sort of given up and you say, I'm never going to be one that makes it. I'm going to stay stuck an addict forever. And that'll be your flat tire. Or I'll never amount to anything. Are you one who heard that your whole life and felt that you'll never amount to anything and you're no good? The last bullet point at this sign says, I don't deserve another chance. Is your flat tire one where you're just riddled with grief of the failures that you've had, and you've gotten to the point where people have given you second chances and third chances to where you're convinced you don't need another chance. Okay, sure. Let's move down the trail and see what signs are still ahead. The next one says, what trauma from your past paralyzes you to your future? And it gives us a few bullet points to think about at this one also. First one is wounds from my childhood. So have you felt like the black sheep your whole life? Have you been wounded by rejection or abandonment? Have you had people always say, oh, you're not smart enough, you're not good enough? Have you felt like, you know, you could never amount to what your father accomplished or your mother accomplished? Or maybe you were the victim of physical, emotional, or sexual abuse, and you've carried these wounds from your childhood into your adulthood, and they become a flat tire that keeps you from functioning fully as an adult. The second bullet point says wounds from relationships. So have you had relationships that ended up in betrayal and brokenheartedness or broken dreams? Maybe you, in your addiction, have lost those relationships and those families, and you've lost the ability to see your children. And that wound, you don't even know how to put words to, and you don't know how to put things back together. The last bullet point at this stop says wounds from your adult life. Are you carrying multiple flat tires? You know, maybe all four are flat and the only one that has air in it is one spare tire. And those flat tires would be you lost your job, or maybe you had a business and lost your business, lost your house. You found yourself homeless, or you've had major physical or mental health issues, or spent times in prison. All these wounds from your adult life, and some of them maybe even consequences from medicating the wounds from your childhood. Okay. The next one says, next sign down the trail says, what things block you from making a plan to change that flat tire, even as you listen to this podcast, even as you're on this walk? Wow. So what things, as we've stirred some emotions and some thoughts, what things are still in there that block you from making a plan to change that flat tire so that you can start moving ahead? And this one has a bunch of bullet points to think about. The first one is fears of failing again. Are you stuck in that one as your flat tire with, you don't want to disappoint family members who you've already promised way too many times that you're going to change? And has your fear of failure actually been riddled with another flat tire right next to it? That's the fear of success and the fear of not being able to hold on to success and the pressures that come with success. The second bullet point that could be your flat tire right now is anxieties and insecurities, like low self-esteem or procrastination. You might find yourself thinking, when will be the right time to change that flat tire and to change my attitude and change my life? Or maybe any thoughts of change make you nervous. And the nonstop thoughts of what if, whew, are like a major blowout of a tire. The next bullet point is, are you holding on to false hopes of getting back the things that you lost? I was talking to a guy about this just this past week, and he said something to me that I don't think I'll ever forget. And he said, David, I'm so far away from my family that everything I hear is just a rumor. Are you stuck with that kind of flat tire, where you really don't even talk to your family anymore and you hear rumors, you know, that have been passed on and passed on and passed on, and somehow you're still holding on to false hopes that things can get back to normal, but you'd have no idea how to even change that tire. The next bullet point is, I don't really have a motivation to change. So are you one saying, you know what? I'm comfortable with that flat tire. I don't have a motivation to change it. I'm not going anywhere anyway. I found my comfort zone. It may not look good to you, but I'm safe in this lifestyle. The next one's sort of been there, done that, and got the t-shirt, it says. So have you been to therapy, been to rehab, been to groups, and it didn't work for you, but all of them said it works if you work it. And you find yourself thinking, I've got no reason to do the hard work of recovery. It's easier to just keep dipping and dabbing in my addiction. Wow, lots of thoughts at that one, all about things that block us from making a change to the flat tire, even as we're going on this trail and thinking about it. And for those of you listening on the podcast, even as you're listening to the podcast and thinking about it. And as we get to the end of the trail, there's one last sign. And it says, is this you? Are you one who doesn't want to risk getting a real life back because you don't want the heartbreak of losing it all again? And it says, if that's you, get out and change that attitude tire anyway. Change that flat tire. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. I hope you liked that walk along flat tire trail. And if we said something during this episode that really stirred in you, that said, I need help changing my flat tires, I want to urge you to join a group. You can message me on the link in this podcast or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com. Or go to my website, www.fromatd.org, or check me out on Instagram, @davidfromatd. As always, tune in Monday for our next episode. Stay safe and stay resilient.